Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
We're back on Rutherford Issues, and welcome again. Mimi Kiesling, Rutherford County Environmental Education Coordinator here in the county. For lots of conversation today, we're going to talk some recycling, I think, this morning. A cool partnership we want to find out more about this morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Enjoying this springtime.
Isn't it gorgeous today?
It's a little on the nippy side, but you know, you have those days to remind you in the summer when it's 90 plus that you long for the days like this.
You know, I like this kind of weather because, you know, by this afternoon it'll be nice and warm.
Yep.
But it's just a light sweater and it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely perfect. I love it.
Well, so let's talk a little bit. Some recycling myths, I think, we're going to talk about. The Recycling Partnership has put out some information about myths in recycling. And that we spend some time talking about... I guess you're, what is the guy's name? Roe that does those dirty jobs?
Mike Roe, yes.
Mike Roe, yeah.
I follow him on Facebook. He's interesting, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an interesting cat. Mm-hmm. But so you're kind of our Mike Roe here.
Oh, well right? Okay. All right, I'll take that then.
We talk about the glamorous. You always talk about
yes, it. Yes, and all the glamour that I take with my job. Well, the Recycling Partnership is a nationwide not-for-profit, and what they do is they promote recycling throughout the nation, and they do what they can to help partner communities with their resources that they can help them find.
Mm-hmm.
And they put something out last week called the Top 10 Recycling Myths. And I thought, well, let's just go over these and see whether or not you think they're true or false. I think they're true, but I think they're just kind of good to go over. Want to?
Mm-hmm. Sure, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. Myth number one, recycling is hard. You think that's true?
Maybe parts of it.
I think people claim that because I hear that all the time. They're like, oh, it's just too much trouble.
You know?
And so what they say is, no, it isn't. Recycling is as easy as throwing something in the trash. So they say to arm yourself with a list of what is accepted in your program and pair your trash cans with the recycling containers. And they say they place them side by side for success. And that's what I have told the teachers to do in the classrooms. I put them side by side so that it's just an easy choice. It's either to the left or to the right.
And a lot of times they're easily distinguishable in the classrooms,
they are,
right?
They are. And so I was glad to hear that they say the same thing. So it's and you can do the same thing at home. Like I have my recycling bin and my trash can side by side at home. And so it should be easy. And I have one identified.
Do you just throw all of your recyclables in that recycling
single stream,
can?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So single stream.
Exactly.
That means what?
Well, you put everything into one container. And then, of course, there's a company here that you can hire to come and pick it up. I do believe that Murfreesboro is planning to eventually have curbside recycling. I can't answer for them, so I don't know what their timeline is for that. But hopefully that'll be sometime within the near distant future. How about that?
All right. So that's one myth. What's another?
Myth number two, recyclables need to be washed, which wastes water.
Well, that word waste in there kind of gives it away. It does waste water, so there's probably no need to do
that. Yeah, and so we don't want to waste water. So what they say is don't waste water. Recyclables only need to be emptied, and you rinse quickly if they're soiled. So what I tell people a lot of times, if you have like a yogurt container, wipe it out with your dirty napkin or your dirty paper towels. If it needs to be rinsed, do a quick rinse. So just be conscious because you don't want to waste water.
Right.
So you want to get about 97% of the residue out.
Okay.
Okay. And a lot of things are going to, you know, like your green beans, they slide right out of the container.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not going to need much of a rinse.
Right. Just maybe a little swish, maybe not.
Yeah. And refried beans, that's a little bit more problematic.
Yeah. I guess it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Right.
And it can.
Okay.
All right. So another myth here.
Myth number three. Okay, but what about the transportation? Doesn't it take more energy to drive recyclables around?
Sure, it takes energy, but it's going to also take that same transportation to transport your trash.
Yeah, and what they say is even the transportation, recycling saves energy, but there's more. Recycling also reduces the creation of greenhouse gases, generates U.S. jobs, and saves natural resources. And that natural resources is the biggie.
Mm.
So when shopping, look for items made with recycled content to make the biggest energy-saving impacts.
We are talking about some myths in recycling that maybe you caught yourself saying some of these. Got another one for us?
Okay, recycling is so 1990. Think about the TV show Friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stuck in the 90s. But yeah. So what is that saying? Like, it's not the end thing to be doing now?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It says, you might be surprised to find that only half of Americans can recycle at home as easily as they can throw something away. And the Recycling Partnership is working hard to make recycling a reality for all.
Now, we have that ability. You were talking about single stream here in our community, and it may become one of those offerings at some point.
Yeah, but not everybody does, only if they pay for it. So, and like Smyrna and Laverne, their government doesn't even pick up their trash. They have to hire somebody to come pick up their trash. So in Murfreesboro, if you live in the city limits of Murfreesboro, the government does pick up your trash, but at this time, they're not picking up your recycling unless you pay extra to have a private company. So we are actually kind of in that demographic that they're speaking of.
Well, we have to, I'm sure that everything is being looked at with our landfill situation right now, so that may be one of those things down the road that happens, right? Never
so
know.
So it's not 1990. I mean, there's plenty of places that aren't doing it yet, but Recycling Partnership, they're trying to make that happen. One thing that they're doing is they're offering grants for recycling bins to communities. They're trying to pair communities with that, so. Okay, myth number five, pizza boxes are not recyclable. What do you think about that?
Let's see.
All this time you've worked with me and you don't know?
Well, I would think the boxes are recyclable because they're boxes. I'm not sure about if, you know, the pizza's stuck to the top of it or if it's, you know, got that pizza grease all in it or what.
Good answer, Brian. It says pizza boxes are recyclable, but crusts and grease stains are not. So make sure to remove the crusts and scrape cheese off the inside of the box before recycling. And if the box is greasy, chances are that it can't be recycled. So that's really confusing. Mm-hmm. It can be yes and it can be no. I have noticed that a lot of pizza companies are now starting to line the boxes with either wax paper or even aluminum foil. So it keeps that bottom clean. And so you pretty much, for most of the pizza that I have been seeing in recent months, most of it is recyclable.
Okay, so if the box is clean and there are no grease stains or the cheese stuck to the top of it or side or whatever.
The pizza companies have stepped up and they're doing a great job of helping to keep it clean.
All right, more myths.
Myth number six. If something has the recycling arrows on it, it's recyclable, right?
Well, that would be kind of a trick question, I think, because it says always, and there's always an exception to the rule, I would think.
Yeah, not always. No, not always. Those little arrows refer to the type of plastic the items were made from, not how recyclable they are. But most communities can recycle plastic bottles and containers. You just need to check with your local program. Please recycle plastic bags at your local retailer, not in your recycling bin. That is one of the biggest issues that we have is people, because the plastic bags are identified as recyclable, they want to throw them into our recycling bins. And so we've been really trying to combat that. Those are only recyclable at retail stores. And also styrofoam is considered a type of plastic, but I don't really know of any local governments that actually accept it. So that is kind of a problem waste that we're having to deal with. Some grocery stores like Publix, I believe Publix still takes it. In the past, they've accepted it. But I don't want to speak for them for right now.
But your grocery stores, the plastic grocery bags.
They take those.
All the grocery stores will take, can take those back in.
Pretty much. Okay. They'll have a bin at the front of the store and you can take it to them, like Kroger, and I know Publix does and Walmart does as well.
Okay. All right. So that's an interesting thing to think about there. Anything else you want to pass along?
Myth number seven. If you put the cap on a bottle, it isn't recyclable.
Well, the cap is I would think it's recyclable.
Well, actually, it's a different type of plastic.
Yeah.
But so they say to keep the cap on, unless your local recycling program has a different stance. The plastic recyclers there want to recycle all they can, so the caps are included. And yes, they in the past, they did want you to. When I started this job, they didn't want the caps on. But now they've gotten where they can. They've really stepped up the game on how they do their technology. So they shred it. And so the caps are shredded along with the plastic bottles themselves, and then they float them in water, and one is a different density, so some of the lighter plastics float to the top, the heavier ones go to the bottom, and so that's how they separate them. So it's fine to keep it. So they want that.
So you've got two different plastics, but they can separate it out.
No, they separate it out.
Leave them on there. Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
Myth number 8. Compostable items can be recycled, right?
Combustible.
Mm. Compostable.
Compostable.
Yeah.
No, I would think you would compost those.
Right. No, composting and recycling happen in different ways. Food waste and compostable serviceware cannot be recycled. Compost collection is not readily accessible to most people, but many municipalities offer support for backyard composting. Like, I have 2 composting bins in my backyard, so I compost, mm-hmm. but and I know a few of my friends, they compost, but we're not offering composting here at this time.
Okay.
That's something that we're hoping to do in the future, though.
Well, we're looking for ways to cut down on waste here in Rutherford County, obviously.
Okay, number 9, mm-hmm. bag your recyclables.
Okay. Bag your recyclables.
Like,
no.
You bag your garbage, right?
You put them in the bins, but not bag them, I wouldn't think.
Leave your recycling loose and free, unless you're instructed by your community. Never place bagged recyclables inside your cart or bins. If you collect your recyclables in a plastic bag, remove them from the bag before placing them in your bin. Return plastic bags to retail stores only. Because the plastic bags are considered tanglers, and so when they're sent to the recycling facility, they get tangled in all of the equipment. So they really, really, really do not want that. We're actually charged a fee when people have plastic bags in their recycling.
Okay. So no bags.
Mm-hmm.
We must be at 10.
We're at 10.
Okay.
I thought I saw the garbage truck pick up my recycling, and I've had people tell me that.
Not here.
Well, maybe. Sometimes communities use the same trucks for all collection, which can be confusing to residents.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we do use what was a garbage truck in its past life to pick up our recycling at our schools. But don't worry. The only way that you can tell the difference is the number on the truck and the specific driver. So that would be the only way that you'd know the difference. But don't worry. Your recyclables are taken to a sorting facility where they're separated and baled to sell back to manufacturers.
But for the folks living in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, those who were picking up at your street, unless you've hired them as recycling, as your recycling company, they're not picking up your recycling.
Right.
So. Right. If you put it out the end of the street, it's going to be in the trash.
Unless that particular company comes by to pick it up.
Right. And you've hired them to do that.
But
yeah.
Like in some communities where the municipality actually does your recycling,
mm-hmm.
They use trucks that are the same. And so it is hard to tell the difference.
Yeah.
And so when Murfreesboro starts doing their recycling program, it's just not, don't be confused about it. So.
All right. Quickly, we've got a couple of minutes here. Okay. You want to discuss a
cool This came over the
cool
wire,
story?
And I thought it was really interesting. Qantas is the flag carrier of Australia. Have you heard of them before?
I have not.
They're a huge, huge airline in Australia. And they are the first airline to launch the first commercial flight to produce is a little landfill waste, marking in a significant day for aviation. And they have signified just one particular flight for right now. It's the flight from Sydney to Adelaide. And they are disposing of all of their waste via compost, reuse, or recycling. It's being overseen by the cabin crew, and it's called their Green Team. And so it marks the start of Qantas's plans to eliminate 75% of the waste by 2021 and cut 100 million single-use plastics by the end of 2020.
Wow.
So they've designated one particular flight in kind of as a test, and then they are a pilot program, if you will. And then they'll eventually do that with all of their routes. But they're saying that that one particular flight typically produces 34 kilograms of waste, with a route producing 150 tons annually. So that's a lot of waste. So I really wanted to applaud them and just like let people know what's going on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully other airlines will take this into account.
Well, it just goes to show that we can all do our part.
Yeah,
they're trying to do their part, and we can all do our part to help reduce waste. And maybe with these myths that we've helped to bust up there in folks' minds, we can all recycle.
And see what's going on the other part of the world.
There you go.
Down under.
Mimi, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mimi Kiesling joining us here on Rutherford Issues. We'll be back to wrap it all up here in a second.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Absolute Auction on 118 plus or minus acres selling in 14 tracts in Christiana. Also selling farm equipment, guns, and more. It's Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. More information at MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.